Hey guys, welcome to The Pulse. As we said, we're here every Monday bringing you interesting people doing cool things. I remain excited about the opportunity to share stories with you. And our guest today is just doing a lot. For such a young person, has a long history of doing things from the acting, obviously, but also playing some really crucial roles in terms of social change and changing the way we view Hollywood and TV and movies. I'm going to stop talking about her and talk to her. Kyla Pratt joins us on The Pulse. Thanks for taking some time with us.
Hey, thank you for having me.
I appreciate you doing. How are you? Everything's good?
Everything's great. I can't complain.
All right. That's kind of my standard answer. I don't want to start probing. What accent do I hear?
Well, it's crazy because I'm from LA.
Okay.
But I always get from people that I sound like I'm from the South. And I have family in the South. So when I go down there, it gets a little deeper. So, I take a little bit from everywhere I go, I guess.
Yeah, that's because I read LA. And so I knew about your background. But you do sound like you've got the Southern thing going.
Well, you know, my grandfather's from Louisiana and my grandmother's from Alabama. So, you know, it's in my blood.
Oh, all right. We do it well. We like the accent. So we'll just go ahead and roll with that. He'll introduce you from South Carolina.
I mean, I can do it, baby. If you want me to get a little stronger, I can let it go.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. She's breaking out the acting chops already to start this off. Let's go backwards, like to the beginning. Because you've been doing this for a minute. Like, as I said, you're a young person to have, you know, almost 30 years in the game.
Yes, it's crazy because I don't even realize, it's like as I get older, I don't realize I'm getting older until someone, first of all, or I see my kids and I'm like, wait, I thought you were a baby.
Yeah, right.
And then also with the projects that I've done, and I'm doing like the 20-year celebration of something, and I'm like, wait, what? Like, how is that 20 years ago? Like, that doesn't make any sense.
That's all right, though. You can have longevity and still be young and playing the young roles.
Oh, I absolutely love it. I fell in love with acting at such a young age, and I still love it now, and I'm so fortunate to have found my thing, you know, that I'm passionate about.
Yeah, take us back to that, because I mentioned, you know, you've been doing this since, you know, started, what, at 6, got into it at 8? Like, what's the background of someone who gets into this so early?
Well, my mother went to school for acting. My mother's an actress, and I grew up watching her do plays. She kind of calmed down when she started having children, but we got to see her do plays, and I got to be an extra in a couple of her plays. And my grandmother was on an airplane and she was bragging to complete strangers, showing pictures of her grandkids. And a woman asked if I wanted to be a part of a modeling show that she had. And when I was brought the idea at like 7 years old, I'm like, sure, I want to be like my mom. So this will be fun. And my first modeling show, I met agents and managers who I was with for almost a decade. And I just fell in love with everything about it. I had such a great family and support system and people who never put me on a pedestal. It was just like, you know, that's Kyla and that's what she does. And okay, now come clean your room.
Yeah, I've been through that on a different level. It's like people see you one way and family, it's like, well, I don't care about that show. You better straighten up. So what is that like? Like, that's very early. And you said that you loved it at a really early age, but getting into something like that and that level of pressure, 7, 8 years old, we always read about how hard that is, you know, for child actors. Doesn't sound like that was your experience.
No, I don't look back and remember anything being hard. I think that I was very fortunate to work with wonderful actors and human beings that knew a child was around and, you know, gave me that great energy. And even when I think my stepdad had a story about someone and I was like, I don't even remember them being rude. And I guess maybe I was just oblivious and I was just this kid who was just, you know, enjoying every moment. And to me, I got to, you know, play around. Everyone did after school activities and mine was to go to auditions and be able to, you know, pretend at that time to be someone else. And I luckily had a mother who was just like, you know, she made sure that I was not overwhelmed. She made sure that I wanted to do it, and she would let me know if I don't want to, just let her know, and it's fine. So I think that type of pressure didn't come from me, from her. And so I never felt like, oh, I have to work. I felt like I had an option. And I think that's what made it, you know, fun for me. That's why I was able to grow to love it.
Is it weird when we started talking about having you on the show? And obviously we kind of go back and we do some research and we'll talk about that. And your face pops up now. You know, and I said, she looks like the little girl in Dr. Doolittle. You know, and you still, I mean, obviously as an adult, but you're a recognizable face even from having done things as a child. Like, is that just an amazing compliment, or is that kind of like, yeah, I'm not eight?
No, I think it's an amazing compliment. I think when I was younger, I always played younger. I was 10 years old. I would go out for 8-year-old roles. When I was 12, I would play 10. And I didn't like it at that time, of course, because as a kid, you want to be older, you want to look older. But now, you know, I'm in my 30s. I think I'm just embracing everything. And then my mom looks super young. So there's nothing I can do about it. So for me to even stress about it is not like a great thing. I think it's great. You know, I like to take care of myself. and as long as I'm feeling good, you know, I'm happy that, you know, people can still, you know, see that it's me, I guess.
I think people at home right now are watching going, did he really just ask her if it's hard to look young, no matter how old you are?
I mean, when you're younger, yes. When you're younger, you kind of are in your feelings. But then you have to realize that when you're younger and you look older, now you have to like maintain looking older and be like, hold on, now I can't. Oh, wait a sec. You don't think about that when you're younger. So now it's like, I can play different ages, you know, and do different things. And there's more options and opportunities out there for me. So I take it to my advantage.
It's a positive thing. We take it and own it. I mentioned Dr. Doolittle. When I was going back again, doing the research, and I pulled out all this, you know, and all of this are pages of things that you've been in TV and movies and music videos and so much more. With all of that, what to you was the big break?
The big break? I actually was having a conversation about this on set yesterday, and because I was talking about how my mom gave me the option and she never made me feel like I had to do something. And at the time I had booked these Nike commercials, these WNBA Nike commercials, okay. And I had booked a spot on a very popular TV show, drama. And it was shooting during the same time, so I couldn't do both. And my mom said, hey, Kyla, what do you want to do? And I was like, I don't even know how old I was. I had to be like 11. Mm-hmm. And my mom gave me that opportunity instead of saying, you know, like, I like this show, so you're going to do this one, or this one pays more. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I said, you know, I want to do these Nike commercials because I like how sassy the girl gets to be. I like, you know, and I get to be sassy. And I feel like those Nike commercials, whenever someone mentions Love and Basketball, I know that a bunch of people involved in that saw me in those Nike commercials. When people mention One-on-One, I know that, you know, Flex will say that's the first thing he thought about was the girl from those Nike commercials, you know? So I'm thinking the Nike commercials.
That is not the answer I expected. I will take it.
Really?
Well, I mean, I don't know. Because there's so many, like I mentioned Dr. Doolittle, you mentioned Love and Basketball. We're going to talk about, you know, the Proud Family and the significance of that. I don't think that was the big break because I was already well into your career. But you've been in some big stuff, you know, for the Nike commercial to be the thing.
But I think it was the thing that, it's like my acting coach when I was younger always used to tell us, he's like, you know, your audition for your next thing is the job you're doing now. So I think being a part of those commercials just put me in a basically bird's eye view for people to see this young girl who was sassy and who was fun and could be funny and just opened up more opportunities for me to be on amazing projects. I mean, fortunately, I've been a part of some amazing things, and it was not planned. You know, I auditioned for these things, and I've been blessed to be a part of so many classics that, you know, people care about. And I'm like, that's crazy, you know? Yeah. And, you know, it's just, I think the energy that I was given from my family around me and the energy that I've maintained, it just, you know, keeps good things coming my way. So I just hope it continues.
Absolutely. You talked about being a part of so many big things and how cool that is. But I mentioned Love and Basketball. Again, we're going to talk about the Proud. You've been on, you know, pretty much every shaping some level of culture type movie or program throughout that has these significant cultural followings. Very cool or huge responsibility, you know, to be in those types of roles that are in some ways, like, trailblazing may be too strong, but helping to shape the way people view things.
It's amazing because growing up, like I said, with the people that, you know, who I call family, I got to work and then I got to leave work at work. I was still able to go to work and then come home and do home things, hang out with friends, mm-hmm. go to school dances. So when I was younger, I wasn't really thinking about people watching the things that I was doing. It was kind of like, oh, I get to go have fun. This is going to be cool. I get to play this character, blah, blah, blah. All right, we're done. It was nice meeting you guys. I had so much fun. Okay, bye. And then I would forget about it. Right. So when people, I didn't realize until, like, as I was getting older, and so many people would, like, come up to me and say so many wonderful things about how it was great seeing someone like them on TV, or, you know, being that young girl and young, like, little tomboy that they were able to see themselves. Like, I didn't realize that was happening until I was much older. And I'm just happy that I was able to be that for, you know, so many people, especially not knowing that, you know, that's what I was like, hey, I'm just going to work and, right. and enjoying myself. And now it's like, I just feel so fortunate to be in that position to where, you know, at some point I help someone feel seen.
You mentioned that you have children now. Yes. You have young daughters, right?
Yes.
So you have young children now. You didn't realize the impact you were having then because you were a child yourself. Now that you have children, do you sit back and understand the significance of, you know, the diversity that you helped create, that they can see, you know, not just mommy, but people who look like them on TV? Do you embrace that responsibility now?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think when you become a parent, you know, everything really comes about your kids. And I think I kind of noticed it before having my kids, but then it became even more important. And that's why I'm so excited for, it's like, people have to understand that everything that we do, we're entertainers. This is all entertainment. And I'm constantly teaching my children that, you know, I'm like, look at this actor and he's playing this different role on this movie. You know, this is not real life. This is entertainment, you know, but it's also amazing to know that, like, the revival is now back and it's now here. And now my kids get to have that same representation that I got to experience, you know, growing up, or, mm-hmm. you know, other people did. And, you know, with a show that doesn't shy away from certain conversations that people think that we shouldn't talk about, or no, we shouldn't, you know, we shouldn't bring this up. It's taboo. It's like, no, these are real stories. These are real situations. And let's have conversations with our kids about, you know, what's really going on in the world, and talk to them in a way, don't try to, you know, hide them from it. Yeah. And I think now, you know, being a mom and wanting to have that open communication with my kids is just, you got to have it now. And being able to, you know, be a part of something like this that can teach them. And because I can say things until I'm blue in the face, but if someone else is presenting it and they're presenting it in a different way, you know, that can help me as a parent. So I'm joining in, you know, and it's super important for me. You know, mental health is it's the top thing that I feel like should be a priority, the first priority in everyone's world, everyone's mind. And to me, when you see something that you can relate to, or you see someone that is representing you It makes you feel seen in some type of way, whether it's you sound alike or you dress alike or you have the same energy or you look alike or that character has a dad like your dad or a mom like your mom or a sugar mama who crazy but has your back. You know, I feel like it just helps people feel seen. And and when we feel seen, I think it helps us get through difficult times that everyone experiences.
That, I think, is about a perfect segue into the Proud Family. So, it's again, I keep going back to being in your 30s and having association with anything for 20 years, you know, but the Proud Family, you did it when you were younger, and now it's kind of rebooting. So let's start with doing it when you were younger. Like, how was it different doing it then? And then kind of bring us up to how it is doing it now.
Filming it now, filming it then, I was 14 years old when we first started. I didn't really like my voice. I thought my voice was weird. And I was like, wait, they like this as a character? Like, okay, y'all sure, you know? Yeah. And I always like to, you know, bring that up because it's reminding people that you might not like something about yourself, but it might be amazing to someone else, you know? And just working on that project at that time, I feel like helped mold me into the young woman that I am today. Mm-hmm. Because so much of me is Penny and so much of Penny is me. And doing it now is an amazing feeling because there's not a lot of times where you get to revisit something as an artist.
Okay.
And realizing and being able to see how much you've been able to grow, and stepping into the booth now is a different feeling. Like, it's an automatic, like, oh, I know this girl. I've been this girl. Everyone's been a teenager at some point in their life. They can relate to Penny in so many ways. And now seeing, you know, that I can step into a booth and I'm comfortable doing different things with my voice, that I love my voice now. I've embraced my voice. I mean, sometimes when I'm a little loud and I'm not really paying attention and I'm like, ooh, that's me. But, you know, we all have those moments.
Yeah, I have those. So we're on the same page with that.
But being able to step into the booth now and you know, to be asked to scream or sing or yell or make Penny have a different voice for this one, you know, it's an exciting feeling because you remember the time when you didn't have that confidence, you know, mm-hmm. and being able to revisit something so long ago has been an amazing experience.
So the Proud Family, for the, you know, the two people who may not know, and I actually walked around and talked to a bunch of the people that we work with. And I mean, I'm sure you've done that, but you should, if you haven't, and see the response on people's faces when you talk about the Proud Family, particularly, you know, younger African-American who either grew up with it or now have children who are excited about the reboot. But people just kind of look at it and it resonated with them. It was one of the first, you know, where you could actually see yourself and see that level of diversity. And it wasn't just African-American, but kind of diverse characters on there. So even as a cartoon, that was pretty significant. And it was, you know, was it another one of those life-changing projects?
Oh, it definitely was. While filming it at 14, I didn't realize what we were doing. I know that Bruce Smith and Ralph Farquhar on purpose said, we need an animated Black family and we need to surround them with all kinds of people because they knew that that was lacking. Me at 14 years old, I don't think I was able to recognize it because while filming, it wasn't anything new to me. It was like, oh, this is like my family. You know, I was like, oh, this is like, you know, my crazy uncle, or this is, you know, or being a teenager, I'm trying to balance, you know, life and wanting to get older and wanting to help at home, but also wanting to hang out with my friends. And, you know, so at the time I was like, oh, this is cool. Like, this is a show up, like, this is cool. And I didn't realize that had never been seen before, mm-hmm. you know? And I slowly started to realize more and more things that I never really put into perspective. It's like my daughter, having my oldest daughter, and around the same time, that's when Princess Tiana came out, you know, and being like, my baby has a Black princess, you know, and like someone to look at and someone that looks like her and might have her type of hair. And, you know, it just makes you feel good. Knowing that you're showing people themselves and that's why they're able to relate to it so much. Like, I just like the Proud Family, I auditioned for this project at 14 mm-hmm. years old. This wasn't something that was just, you know, brought to me. And I'm just excited that, you know, they saw something and heard something in my voice and just knew that I was Penny. And when they called me about the revival, they're like, hey, are you interested? And I was like, what'd you mean? Nobody else is gonna be Penny. Don't play with me.
So Penny's all like, grown up now.
Beautiful, talented women out here, but don't play with me about Penny Proud. Okay?
That's mine. I wanna be louder and prouder.
Okay.
The Proud Family, louder and prouder. I'm gonna continue to grow with that. So now that that's out with the reboot, and it, obviously it's a fun show and people grew up with it. But now that you are an adult with children, you talked about what it meant then. What's it mean now? Now you're louder and prouder and aware of spreading that image.
It's amazing because if someone would have asked me at 14, hey, if they bring this back later on and you're going to be louder and prouder, I would have been like, wait, what? We're already loud and proud. So to be a part of the revival and see how they made us louder and prouder and adding certain characters and diversifying it even more and just showing and addressing things that, you know, they updated it. They upgraded it to now kids and my kids' generation can relate in so many ways. We tackle social media. We tackle so many things. And it's amazing because now I know that some things that might randomly go through my kid's head, people are having conversations that a lot of people might find uncomfortable or think that we shouldn't talk about. But I know that my kids and kids growing up around them now have extra representation in seeing themselves. Yeah. And you know, and conversations need to be had. I mean, a lot of people are like, oh, they shouldn't have this and they shouldn't have that. I'm like, We're showing the real world, okay? We're not showing this little cubicle that shows like there's one type of person, there's one type of way to be, there's one type of way to live. We're not doing that. We're not living in a bubble. And I think that's a beautiful thing. And I think it also helps people with being able to put themselves in other people's shoes by seeing certain scenarios and stories that we have lined up. So it's exciting for me knowing that my daughters and I will be able to have certain conversations and it'll be brought to us with something as amazing as animation with the Proud Family, louder and prouder.
And people who can relate to it from, you know, your daughters to you and I through those different experiences. You're also on, and I want to talk about the Proud Family, you're also on Call Me Kat.
Yes.
You stay busy.
It's crazy because the first time I was doing the Proud Family, I was doing one-on-one at the same time. Okay. And now I'm basically doing the exact same thing. And I tell people, I'm like, hey, sometimes you're not working and you're like, hey, I like to work. And then next thing you know, when it rains, it pours, you know? And it's been crazy balancing it all, you know, being a mom, being a woman, being an actress, and I'm showing my babies, hey, mommy has always wanted to do it all, so she will. And I'm gonna be a little tired, but I'm gonna be all right.
Right. I'm gonna do it and you can do it too.
And you can do it too. And you know, our kids, they do what they see. Not what you tell them. They see, they do by example. So, you know, I just want to be the example of, and that's where I try every day to be the best version of myself and how can I work on me, because I want my kids to see me doing it and doing it gracefully and not letting, you know, the world drive me crazy and just enjoy and continue to do the things that I love to do and appreciate it. But then also making sure that they understand that they are the most important part of my life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so I love for them to see, like, you know, a woman doing her damn thing.
And yes,
seeing their father and the man that he is, you know,
I'm on TV too, by the way. Y'all live your life in public, like their father, your husband, they're on TV too.
Oh yeah.
y'all are all out there. I don't know why I ask this next question, and I always do, cause I'm not sure anybody's ever going to give me an honest answer. But when you see Call Me Kat it looks like you're having fun, you and Maya Bialik and other individuals there. And I always wonder, as somebody who hasn't been in that situation, are y'all really that cool? Like, you go hang out afterwards, you enjoy each other's company.
It's weird because I got hired for Call Me Cat a couple of months before the pandemic. And then as soon as I was about to shoot the pilot, everything shut down. Mm-hmm. And we went into this place of how everybody else was feeling at the time. Everybody was feeling, vulnerable and anxious and not knowing what was going on with the world. And one of my favorite things to do is work. So now I'm, in the house and I can't, I'm like, what's happening? I can't do any, like, trying to understand. So this show and putting it basically up during the pandemic and having to have our faces, shielded from each other and can't really see each other until we're shooting, we weren't sure if we bonded or like fell in love as a cast because of that energy. Okay. Of, just being so happy to be able to work. But honestly, I feel like I am surrounded by a group of individuals who are extremely talented. They love to grow in what they're doing, and they're all around nice human beings. Okay. And to me, there is no greater group to be paired up with people that, want to have fun and want to be the best at everything. And you're developing these characters, like, no one knows how to develop these characters with these masks on. And like, but at least we know each other's going through the same thing. And we all have families and we all come from different places in this world. And even in this industry, there's like, I've never really been on a set where I've never worked with anyone before. Mm-hmm. And I am now on a show with Maya Bialik, who reminds me, I always say, she reminds me so much of myself in the way that she, carries herself and does things. And Swoozie Kurtz, who is Tony winning, like, what? Cheyenne Jackson, who's an amazing artist all around. Julian Gant, who's like the improv king. And Leslie Jordan is like, everybody loves Leslie Jordan. Like, he is the sweetest, cutest, nicest, kindest man. Like, it's crazy because Leslie always jokes. He's like, we love each other so much. And he's like, wait until season 4. And I'm gonna be like, Kyla. But no, we're having so much fun and enjoying each other, and it's amazing to be around people who love what you do as much as you do,
I'm gonna call you in, like, I don't know, give me about 8 episodes of The Pulse, and then I'm gonna call you and talk about the first person who goes, I can't stand them.
It was funny because I was saying, I was like, usually I can walk into a situation, I'm really good with energy, I'm really good with reading people, and I'm like, I don't see anyone here, being like nutsy cuckoo. I don't see it. And then I was like, wait, do I not see it because it's me?
Right. Right. And that's like, always the question.
The one that's going to...
Right. If nobody in the room is nuts, it's probably you.
It's probably me, but it's okay. I'm good.
But they're still embracing it. Maybe you're all nuts together.
Probably. I think it's that we're all that good kind of, that good kind of crazy where, of course, we're artists, mm-hmm. and we're just, we're not all the way there, but we're, enjoying each other and having fun. And I love being around good people who you just can see them being good people all around,
Just a couple more things. I'm going to let you go. I appreciate you taking this much time with us on The Pulse. I always ask people, and again, you've been in this since 8, best advice you got as you were going through this journey?
Well, the best advice that I have for anyone who wants to come into this industry, you have to love it. A lot of people, I feel, get lost in the attention or wanting to be famous. And this is a very difficult industry to be in, especially if you don't genuinely love the art of what we do. And it's very taxing mentally, emotionally, physically. And just love it. And then if you decide that you want to do it, there's going to be people that are going to doubt you, or they're trying to push their fears into your dreams. Just understand that that's their fear talking, and continue to push forward. And remember, you're going to audition and audition and audition, and you're not going to get anything. It's not going to happen. But that right thing will happen. What's meant for you is meant for you.
The final question we ask everyone, we're big on use your voice for good. I know that earlier you were talking about mental health, and that's something that is important to you and advocating on behalf of individuals. But if you get to use your voice for good, if you wanted people to follow something or look up a certain issue or be supportive of something, how do you use your voice for good?
How do I use my voice for good? I think one of my favorite things to talk about is mental health and making sure that you're taking care of you, because without up here being good, nothing else is going to matter. Nothing else. And I like to have those conversations and remind people that, you know, all of these people that you see on social media, that you see who are portraying different characters in different projects, we are all human beings. We are above no one else. Mm-hmm. We all experience the hardships and the different, you know, things that happen in our lives. And sometimes people only show you, you know, the polished part of things. And, you know, I don't go into details about, you know, everything, but I'd like to let people know that, you know, we're human and you're not going through things alone. You are not the only one on this planet that's experienced this feeling that you're having. Take deep breaths and figure out what you can do to make yourself feel better, whether it's stretch, work out, change your eating habits, talk to someone who genuinely loves you, genuinely learn how to love yourself, no matter who you are, no matter what you do and what you've been through. Just focus on your mental and make sure that's straight. Everything else can wait, and everything else will happen if you make sure that's together.
I appreciate you taking this much time. Like, we talked to the little girl from Dr. Doolittle's all grown up now. This has been fun. I appreciate you doing that. Continued success. We will check in again when you got, you know, 5 different shows going on at the same time.
Hey, speak it into existence, baby. Thank you so much. I appreciate you, and congratulations on everything that you guys have going on there.
So that was fun. I enjoyed sitting down and talking to Kyla Pratt. One of the things that I'm really starting to learn as we do these podcasts, The Pulse, is how much more you can learn about people when you have the opportunity to really sit down and talk to them. It was eye-opening to me how much she cares about the roles that she's playing, the diversity that she's bringing to Hollywood and to the acting industry, the image that she's presenting to her children and all of ours. I just thoroughly enjoyed spending some time with Kyla Pratt, and I hope that you did as well. And remember, we'll be back again to do it all next week. And if you would like to watch the TV show, if you're in the Philadelphia area, The Pulse with Bill Anderson airs on Fox 29 Mondays at 6:30. And then nationally, you can watch on Fox Soul Streaming. That is also Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you so much for listening. You can always follow me at Bill A. Fox 29 on social media. Interact, engage, tell me what you would like to hear more from, and we will talk to you again next week on The Pulse with Bill Anderson. Talk to you soon.